This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
A Gal Media property. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And a good Friday morning to you. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. New York Jets safety Jamal Adams wants to be traded. The Jets don't want to trade him. He's one of the best at his position. They want to hopefully get him into a long-term deal. But what I found interesting is Adam Schefter points out that there are seven teams in which Jamal Adams would like to be traded to. Now, what are those teams? Well, here they are. Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, and Dallas. Now, those are seven teams. Now, one of those teams is not like the other. Which one is different, do you know? Dallas. Why? Because all of the other six teams that Jamal Adams has listed, according to Adam Schefter, made the playoffs last year. Now, Dallas almost made the playoffs last year. I always find it interesting that whenever I get these lists of teams that people want to be traded to, they never want to go to the perennial losers in the league. No, they never want to go to the team that's got some real cap space to pay them. Nobody wants to go to play for the Dolphins right now. Nobody wants to go play for the Bengals. Nobody wants to go play for Jacksonville. Nobody wants to go play for Washington or Detroit. Or nobody wants to go play for, they should want to go play for Arizona, but they don't. Nobody wants to play for the perennial basement teams. They always want to go to the teams that are already building something and working on success. Jamal Adams, it's not surprising he listed seven teams and six made the playoffs and one almost did with an 8-8 record. And to be honest with you, even if they weren't 8-8, Dallas is always a good list for players because they know what it's like to play there. They know how big of a deal it is to play there. But of course, the Jets don't want to, you know, get rid of him. He has like 12 sacks from a defensive back. It's like first since 2017. He's tops of the list. They obviously want to sign him to a long-term deal. But it just goes to show you once again that I would love to get some love for the teams that are in the bottom. Wouldn't you be like Cincinnati going like, oh, you know, we wouldn't mind you over here. You could help us rebuild I understand you want to play in January and we don't really have a huge history of doing that. But that's okay. You know, but if you want to join, we got Joe Burrow and we got some really cool like spaghetti chili. It's really nice here. No one ever goes there. No one ever says that's one of my top destinations. I don't care if you grew up there. Nobody wants to go there.
You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Love to hear from you. Again, like us on Facebook, you can leave us a message there. Always good to hear from you guys out there. Hard Knocks is going to focus on the Rams and Chargers this year. If there was ever a season that Hard Knocks should take a hiatus, I'm wondering if this would be the one. I mean, given all the little problems we have with social distancing, wouldn't it make sense if Hard Knocks just said, nah?
I agree to that, but at the same time, it'll be kind of interesting to see how a team is preparing in the age of coronavirus.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that would be kind of cool. If you can do it safely, that's great.
And I guess they needed to do both teams just to double down on people watching?
Maybe so. Maybe so. Like, they sat in a room and they went, let's do the Chargers. And they're like, could you throw in the Rams too? Yeah, let's throw in the Rams.
Yeah, we want people to actually see this.
Exactly. How about the Chargers? How about the Chargers? No. Please, the Chargers? Nah. Give me the Rams. Okay. We'll do it.
Now I hope the Chargers do get Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, that's right. Now that would be
entertaining. Fantastic.
That would be really entertaining. But I don't know how do you have a film crew filming everything and still do the social distancing? I mean, don't the angles of the camera angles be all off? Don't you want to kind of get up close with these guys and hear what they have to say and get their microphone close and everything like that? Everybody got to be tested now? To give us the 5 weeks of fun that Hard Knocks delivers every August. So I guess this machine is too big to slow down. No, not even a virus can stop the antics of training camp on Hard Knocks. So Sean McVay, listen to this quote by Sean McVay. So he's on this conference call to talk about Hard Knocks. And he says, quote, "Is this crazy, Coach Lynn? We're talking about some of this stuff when we're playing football. I mean, we're going to social distance, but we play football? Hey, this is really hard for me to understand all this. I don't want to be, I don't get it. I really don't." That was actually what he was saying. That wasn't me, like, misreading his quote. McVay is as confused as we are as how this is actually going to go down. By the way, Anthony Fauci, who, you know, who I apparently do an awful impression of, as I hear every single morning over and over and over again.
That's just according to one particular host.
That's very true.
I think there's a silent majority who really do appreciate the impersonation.
Thank you. That is true. That is very true. But it's very hard. Sometimes in my sleep I hear, Tony's Fauci is awful.
Just drops it in the first few bars. Doesn't even sugarcoat it. Doesn't try to get around to it. Just, you know, he's not going to hide his true feelings.
He's not. That's why we love him. That's why we love Eton. He's the best. But Anthony Fauci, what are you doing to America? Now he's saying football's going to be in a bubble. We may not even have football at all.
Yeah, he's a big tease.
What are we doing?
He's teasing.
Stop it. Listen. This league is not playing. Look, Anthony Fauci, I appreciate your advice. I appreciate your enthusiasm for directing us through this coronavirus. But do not. Why do you have to be a downer every single time you open your mouth on this stuff? Like, let the league figure this out with its own medical people and see where we go. Right? I don't think if there's an outbreak of coronavirus in the NFL that the union is going to go, well, there's nothing we can do. We still got to play. No, they'll shut it down. They'll stop. They'll figure it out. But don't tell us there's not going to be any football. I was talking about this with my family yesterday at dinner. I said, do you know how long ago it was that we shut down sports? And my son was like, I don't know, 6 months. I go, no, 3. It was just 3 months ago. It feels like 20 years. I don't need Anthony Fauci telling me there's going to be no football. And again, I appreciate his knowledge of viruses. He's a fantastic, brilliant epidemiologist. But I think that we have got to find a way to have these things for just our natural psyche. I mean, whether it's the Premier League in Europe, whether it's NFL here, these sporting events coming back, we just need it. We can't keep saying everything we love has to stop all the time. There's got to be an answer, right? I mean, can we not think about this like the Apollo 13 crew, or what was it, Apollo 13?
Yeah.
Where they go, here, we've got to make this into this with that. And every scientist in that room did not sleep until they made it happen. And then they went over to Ed Harris and they're like, we did it. Here's the instructions on how to build the oxygen filter with this garbage.
What was his big line? Like Ed Harris said it once and it just kind of stuck through the whole thing. It was like, guys, he's like, no. It was like, work the problem.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's all we need to do. We just need to work the problem. We just need to figure it out.
Like, imagine if Apollo 13, if there was somebody like Anthony Fauci going, let the astronauts die. There's no other way to do it. They can't come back. Right? Like that. No. Instead of going, no, we're not going to let them die. They are coming home and we've got the brilliant minds in this room and we're getting them home. Failure is not an option. Build that oxygen scrubber with those tools. And they did. Do the math with the pencil. Right? Here's the league. Here's the NFL going, let's figure out how we can have football. All right? Let's figure out how we can do this. Like, what are we going to do? Right? No fans in the stands, or maybe 20% in the stands, maybe zero, whatever it is. Okay. Testing. Okay. We're going to do this. Like NBA. We're going to be down in Orlando. Right? Let them do that. Let them figure it out instead of being like, you know what would be better if we didn't have any of this?
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone just stay home.
Yeah. We just did that, and we all went crazy.
You're almost getting to the point where you're looking at Dr. Fauci. He's like, you know what? He's a homebody.
And he wants everyone else to be a homebody.
Apparently
now,
so.
I, you know, I'm not discrediting anything he says.
No.
You know, he's a much more, much smarter man than I'll ever hope to be. But at the same time, you know, we can't not live in a bubble forever.
We can't do it forever. We just can't. It's just, we've got to figure out a plan. I'm not saying go back to normal. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm
not
saying 80,000 people in the stadiums and pretend like the virus doesn't exist. That's not what I'm saying. But let's have a practical plan that says, look, these players want to play. America wants them to play. Let's figure out how they can play as safely as possible.
It's not realistic for us to think that, hey, you know what? Let's just wait until the vaccine is created, and then we can all come out of our bunkers.
Right. That's not going to happen.
If that is the case, we're all going to come out. You know, we're going to be pale can be. We're going to be like, oh, my God, what's that bright thing in the sky?
Right. Exactly. And I, as I said many times, the NBA, the NHL, you know, soccer, Premier League soccer, I mean, golf, whatever. I give them all the credit in the world for looking at their business model and saying, we'll make these sacrifices to get the product back in some capacity. Now, they're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. There's sponsorships and TV deals that they're doing. And don't get me wrong. They're not doing it because they love us. All right. They're not doing it at a great sacrifice for us. They're living up to the obligations of deals that they've made with sponsors and television and all of that. And I understand that. But at the same time, they at least have done everything they can to put a product out for us to have some feeling of normalcy back in our lives. And the NFL is going to do that, too. And that's, again, can Anthony Fauci just be part of the solution instead of being like, nah, this is a terrible idea. We shouldn't even be playing. It's going to get shut down anyway when the second wave comes. It's like, can we just handle that when it comes? Don't tell us that in June. Like, we get it. We know that there's a second wave. We know that it's coming. But let's figure it out when we get there, what it looks like and how we can respond to that. Look, if the NFL has to shut down, if it's so bad and the NFL has to shut down, I'd rather it shut down than not start at all. Right? I'd rather be halfway to my destination than not get on the than not start the trip. Right. Even if I get stranded for a bit and I have to rent a car to finish out the route and have to come back home, I'd rather at least attempt the journey than stay home and anticipate every reason why not to do it. That's where I feel like Anthony Fauci is right now. He's in June going, well, you know, this could happen and then 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 this could happen. You know what my solution would be? If he just didn't start. And the NFL's like, well, how many of those things are guaranteed to happen? Well, maybe a couple. All right. Are there solutions that we could do when we get to those things? Yeah, I guess there's some things you could do. Okay. Can we, I don't know, have an idea? How about when let's cross that bridge when we get there? Or let's have a contingency plan in place. Let's at least anticipate those problems and have a plan when we hit those problems rather than give up in June. I mean, come on. You're talking, it's not just football. It's not just the NFL trying to make money and do business. This is a part of the fabric of our society. Sports are a lot bigger than just some business that entertains us. There is a fabric to it. There are cities that come together for that. It's one of the more unifying things we have. At a time where we're falling apart, we can always rally behind sports. It's one of the most fun aspects of sports is when cities where you don't even know your neighbor or know people around you, but you can scream and holler about a local team making the playoffs. Remember that movie City Slickers? Remember when, there was Bruno Kirby and there was Billy Crystal and it was Daniel Stern.
Yes.
I think it was Daniel Stern. I think it's him, but maybe not. Maybe it was Billy Crystal. They were talking about baseball. They were talking about the love of baseball. And they said, my father and I, when we couldn't talk about anything, we could talk about baseball.
Probably Billy Crystal.
I think maybe it was Billy Crystal. It's one of the characters when they're just riding on the horse and they're just talking, right? That's what sports does. It's something that you can have two people that disagree on everything politically, but they can love the Packers together, right? They can have disagreements on who to vote for. They can have disagreements on which car to drive. They can have disagreements on which neighborhood school system is the best. They can disagree on college. They can disagree on anything, everything. But they can love the Packers together. And that brings people together. It's more than just, all right, and then the ticket sales equal this revenue and this revenue and this revenue. And there you go. Just here's football for you, America. There is something about it that's woven. And that's why it bothers me when Fauci just goes, well, maybe we shouldn't even play. Or this should be, we should be in a bubble or not even bother. You don't have to remind us all the time about how awful this is. We kind of know. Now, some of us are ignoring it, and that's a problem. I understand that. I mean, I see the bar pictures. I see the restaurants. I wonder sometimes if people realize that this virus did not go away, right? I'm seeing upticks in states. We did have a series of protests that are probably going to make the numbers jump. But those protests, people were saying, but the protests were worth it. I mean, they were worth the risk. That the voice that we were trying to scream were worth what we were going through, what we may go through down the road in terms of this virus. And I want to see more of that sort of attitude where people are saying, I know the virus is still out there, but we've got plans in place to bring some things back. And the more a guy like Anthony Fauci comes out and reminds us that this is awful, this is terrible, we shouldn't be doing it, I just think it serves no other purpose. Come with us on the journey for solutions. Come with us on the journey to figure out what they could be doing wrong or what they need to anticipate rather than saying, don't even take the trip. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. We got Good, the Bad, and the Dumb coming up this hour as well. And again, as we continue on Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, when you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside, or you can choose to have the parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so again, I'm complaining about Anthony Fauci. I don't like his tone. Michael on Twitter, I don't discredit the things Dr. Fauci has said, but I do question his recommendations. Can you tell me something that he said or predicted that has actually come true? Yeah, I can't do that, Michael. I don't have it handy, but I understand that is a popular sentiment about Anthony Fauci, is that not he tends to go a little bit more on the dire end of things rather than the more, it's probably not going to be as bad as you think. But I don't know. I mean, is his job to be the doomsayer of the coronavirus task force? Is he the one that is the guy that has to say, all right, I'm not trying to put a damper on your parade here, but this is what you can expect if you do this? I mean, is that what his job is? I don't know. But What I'm glad I'm seeing is these leagues not just jumping right in to do it, but these leagues and these sports entities coming up with game plans to say, here's what we're doing. Look, nobody is being cavalier about this. I think that's the one thing that we've learned since the day the NBA shut it down that led to the domino effect of everything being shut down. That game between the Jazz and the Thunder in early to mid-March was, like, I think the 11th of March. Maybe it was even a little, maybe later than that, but it was about mid-March, that set the domino effect where all of a sudden we were watching everything else, right? The NHL, Major League Soccer, all of a sudden these college basketball tournaments, these conference tournaments were being shut down. Then the NCAA tournament was shut down, and it was all this domino effect. Now, the one sport there that didn't have to really worry about this yet, could watch it play out to see where this was heading, was football, right? Both collegiate and professional. They were the ones that had the time. Now, of course, the draft was a hiccup because they were going to have this big party in Vegas and, you know, boats. That had to be canceled. Yeah, and the boats and all of that. But that was an easy fix. Not easy from the technical standpoint, but that was easy to go, we're not doing that. Yeah,
but canceling. They pulled it off seamlessly.
But they pulled it off. They figured out how technically to make it work, and they made it work. And we said before the draft, even if there are hiccups and it's not perfect, you did it, right? That was the event of the draft is secondary to the business of the draft. The draft business had to happen, and that can happen behind closed doors. That did not have to be on television with fancy graphics. And you could say, look, guys, we can't do this on television because technically it doesn't work. We're going to hold a draft, yeah, and we'll give you a list of players that we pick.
But listen, I mean, you know what?
But they didn't. They did the best they could to give us an entertaining thing.
With what I've been doing this entire time during COVID, look at Europe. I've always been looking at Europe like, okay, what's Europe doing? Because, you know, they've seemed to be 2 weeks ahead of us with everything.
Right, okay.
And then when you look at their sports, they found a way to get their sports back.
Right, exactly.
And, I mean, we don't know if there's a hiccup yet. We don't know if a team is coming down with COVID. But at least they're out there trying it.
The
and
NBA,
that's all we're wanting.
Yeah, the NBA, like I said yesterday, what was it, 113-page safety and protocol guidelines, yeah, for coming back? There's 113 pages of this. All right, look, they're not just saying, hey, guys, you know what would be awesome? Let's all go to Disney World and play basketball. And if we get COVID, we get COVID. What are you going to do, right? Let's just go play.
Yep.
They went, look, here are all of the things that we're going to do to make sure you don't get this virus in the best we possibly can. And do we still think you're going to get the virus? Yes, we still think some of you are going to get it. And if that happens, here's the protocol in place to sort of limit this and to isolate it and to make sure it doesn't disrupt what we're trying to do. And you know what? If it does disrupt what we're trying to do, all right, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. At least we're making an effort to try. They've also come out and said to the players, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to do this. You know, you don't have to be part of this. We understand if you are high risk, if your family member is high risk and you don't know exactly what it means to be in this bubble and then maybe take it with you when you leave the bubble because your team has been eliminated. We understand, but we're going to do testing all the time and we've got all these safety measures in place so you can try to feel as comfortable as you want to feel. That's what I want to hear. That's as fans and people who want this as part of our lives, that's what we want. I'm okay with the NFL doing that. I'm okay if the NFL says, you know what, we've got this schedule. These are the teams you're going to be playing this year. But you know what? Even if we have to alter it a bit, even if we have to do some things that we probably have to change, I'm cool with that. I don't need it to be as normal as any other season in the National Football League. I'm totally fine. If you want to have no fans in the stands, you want to limit games to regions, it's okay with me. It's totally fine. You want to expand the postseason a little bit like you had planned to do anyway? If you want to shorten it, whatever you feel is best to sort of limit this virus's impact on your business. As a fan, I'm taking the journey with you. But when you have a guy like Fauci coming out publicly and saying, oh, I don't know. I don't think this is going to work.
Nah, I think he just isn't a football fan because he likes the basketball idea. Right. He actually made a prediction for basketball.
That is true. He said the Lakers were going to win the championship.
Yes.
That's right.
Which I tend to agree with him.
I will tell you this, though, and I know we'd get just a minute on this segment, but I will tell you one of the things that I am concerned about. It seems like there's players in college that are getting this virus.
Yep.
And like, well, Texas has got like 13.
But here's the thing. College kids are stupid.
Yeah, college kids are going
to
get
this. And I know
this
because, you know, you and I both know this because we used to be one.
Yeah, it's very true.
We were stupid.
Very true. So I worry about that. Sport I worry about a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if college football. And if that happens, hey, NFL, Saturdays are open. Move the games
Saturday. Right, move the games, right. Because, again, with players, with the NFL, you could really go down this, you know, hey, look, it's just hard with college athletes to put them in a bubble.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy to do. And the pros, you can get if you can get them some sort of way of doing it, and there's if the union's okay with it, there's measures you can take that you just can't take on the collegiate level. That is a little bit of a concern. But as far as the NFL goes, I trust that they are not doing this cavalierly. I do think that they are talking constantly with medical professionals about their plan. If the NBA is 118-page protocol to come back to play in Orlando, I got to think the NFL is going to be a book and a half. Good, the Bad, and the Dumb coming up next. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. We continue with Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we bring it to you every single day, the good, the bad, and the dumb. And because it's Friday, you're heading into a weekend, you're thinking to yourself, this is Father's Day weekend. I want to relax, have a good time, enjoy Father's Day, but I need that extra kick. That's why we bring you the good first. So what's the good of the day?
The good of the day, I'm going to try to keep it simple. Local commercials.
All right,
local commercials are always the greatest. There's an ad that constantly runs on our local station here. It's just a radio ad that I absolutely love just because I would love to meet these people.
Okay.
And that's what this is. This is a local spot. It's called from Coleman Liquidators, who are into RV sales and RV renovation, I guess.
And that's local in Houston?
No, it's local in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Okay.
Yeah, Alabama. And, here's what the commercial sounded like.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. She decorates them. She sells them. These guys help me move them. A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a Crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer from me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings. So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
That's the best ad I've ever heard in my life.
It's so ridiculous.
That is so great.
And then, obviously it ends with the slow motion running of the crew.
I want to buy a mobile home now, and I don't need one, but
or
I want to buy one now.
Or don't.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? I think I'd like to go to Alabama and buy one off this guy.
Here's my thinking. I'm not a TV exec. Yeah, it would be a fun job to have. But why these people don't have a show right now is beyond me.
I got to be honest with you. I think now that would make total sense. Them selling and delivering mobile homes would be a fine reality show.
Well, it's just you have to watch the video because you can tell, even though you only hear one person speaking the entire time, each and every one of those people that you see is a character.
Yeah. By the way, the gal that sells them, she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
With the
cougar sound in the background as she's smoking a cigarette.
That's right. That's right. She's kind of cute. Don't you like ads like that, though, or just flat out honest?
Yeah, we need more of them.
Like, the guy's like, these aren't mansions.
Yep.
They come in two pieces. And some of them got stains, and we just cover them up.
How about,
what do you want from us?
A bouncer hit me with a crescent wrench in the jaw 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend. that was the kicker line right there.
Yeah,
my wife's boyfriend.
Hit me with a post.
Yeah.
It's great. So can you imagine if you went there to buy a mobile home and you were like, do you have one in blue? And he's like, get out.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm sorry.
No, thanks.
I wanted one in blue.
Some of these come with stains. We'll cover them.
It's like, oh my God, what is that? What is that on the floor? We'll cover it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
I wonder how many of these they get because a lot of them are refurbished.
Yeah.
I went onto the website and was checking them out. So they have a lot of used ones. They also rent RVs. I'm, not trying to pitch them or anything. But they also.
You're not doing endorsements
for
this company.
Yeah, I'm not doing endorsements for it just yet. Not until I get a Coleman t-shirt.
I know, right? Oh, goodness.
But, I mean,
Do they have low prices, Ron?
I think so. I'm wondering how many of these are seized by them.
Oh, sure, right, yeah.
And then I wonder how many of them have came with chalk outlines.
Now, if you don't make your pee, payments on a mobile home? Did they just take it?
They yes, right?
Right?
That's the, so that's if you the, have a mobile the home, mobile behind mobile.
Right. If you have a mobile home and you are falling behind on your payments for the mobile home, do you just come home one day and it's gone? Do you just...
What if you only owe half? Do they just do take they half
repo,
of it?
Do they repo it like a car? Is that how that works?
Maybe.
Oh, God. That's awesome. I gotta tell you something. I think the honesty in that ad is so refreshing.
Yes. Right?
I mean, it's just so refreshing. They're not trying to convince you that this is something grand and awesome for you and a lifestyle change and you should consider it. It's like, if you want it, this is what I got. If you don't, good luck. Do what you want.
Yeah. Now, you can order T-shirts from them. They come in small, medium, large, wide, and double wide.
Double wide. Oh, great.
These guys are awesome. They have to have a show.
They do.
TV exec out there, I know you're listening. Look into Coleman Just Liquidators.
Look into Coleman Liquidators is right. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Well, you said you wanted like good news and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, something.
I'm sorry to say the world is going to end on Sunday.
I saw this. Now, is this the Mayan calendar one, or is this something different?
This is the Mayan calendar.
Okay, so I was curious about this because they say now we've miscalculated the Mayan calendar.
I don't want to go they.
Okay, not they.
a group and literally headed by one man discovered that, you know what, we calculated it wrong. Remember, it was December 21st, 2012.
12? We're talking 8 years ago.
They even made a movie about it.
That's right. You know, that's the one
with John Cusack.
The one where they had arcs.
Yeah.
And you got on the arc and then you...
And it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that awful.
As far as disaster movies go, I mean, it's on par with most disaster movies. It's no Twister.
No, it's not Twister at all. Or Dante's Peak.
Yeah. I just say Twister because that gave us more one-liners.
Yeah, that's right. Twister was the best.
But apparently this Sunday is the end of the world. They reinterpreted the Mayan calendar, realizing that the Mayans, when they calculated it the first time, I think they were using the Gregorian calendar. And we were on the Caesarian calendar or Julius Caesar calendar. I don't know how to pronounce it. So we were off by a couple of days. And all so right. He was like, you know, it's like 11 days off multiplied by 5,000 years or something like that. I don't know. And
they did the math to make it work out.
They did the math, and it's actually June 21st, 2020.
Got it. Okay. So do you remember the movie Arnold Schwarzenegger was in called End of Days?
Yes.
Where Gabriel Byrne played the devil.
Yeah.
And he was trying to protect the girl who was like the devil's daughter or whatever it was. Do you remember like the logic that they had as to why the end of the world was 99? They were like... 666, but in ancient times you would just drop the number and then turn it upside down, and like you're like, that is this a stretch? Basically, what I'm implying is, did they go, hey, 2020 seems like a really bizarre coronavirus / murder hornet / everything's falling apart type of year? Let's do that Mayan thing again. Okay, let's see how many dates. Let's see. Can we get this to be 2020 somehow? And somebody went, yeah, if you just take this number and divide it by pi and then add it by 6 and then multiply it by, I don't know, let's say 10, you get these many dates and then just add it and we get to 2020. Or is there some real legitimacy, is that a word? Real legitimate mathematics that goes to this?
I have no idea. All I do know is that some people are looking into it as, I mean, obviously most of us would be like, yeah, you know, we'll wake up. It's Father's Day. It can't end, right?
Right. Not on Father's Day. It's my day to relax and chill.
It's our one day we get out of the
year.
You
want to do it Monday.
Can you postpone it?
Yeah, just give me one day.
I mean, you know,
day.
The sad thing, it'll be Monday in Australia, so that's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, by the way, when the end of the world happens, do we get to just watch it play out here in the United States before it hits us?
I think that's the way it happens, right?
Right?
I mean,
if you make a prediction and you say it's going to be June 21st, do we go, let's see how this plays out in Australia first, and then let's watch it kind of collapse?
Because how does it make sense for them? It happened on June 22nd. Well, I missed the day.
Right.
But apparently, though, you know, there is some crazy things happening on the days. June 21st, I think, happens to be the summer solstice, the first
That's
day of
true.
Summer,
Good
the
point.
Longest day of the year. And there's going to be a solar eclipse.
No.
Where the sun disappears behind the moon. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
So it's not a total eclipse. It's just a solar eclipse.
That sounds a little frightening to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could be on. We could be on to something.
We could be on to something. So, I don't know. Take it for what you will.
Remember what I said earlier. If you're going to make a prediction about the end of the world, pick a date, stand by it, make yourself. Yeah, don't get wishy-washy.
And let this be the last one. I don't want to hear like five years from now. You know what, guys? We forgot to carry the one.
That's right. That's right.
And it's actually 2025.
Yeah, don't play that game with us.
Or 2030. I don't know.
Yeah, there used to be a guy when I was living in Colorado. There was a guy that was on the radio on this one of these little small stations, and for whatever reason, my scan landed on him, and he had this raspy voice, and he was like one of these preachers, and he had this really raspy voice, and he was talking about the end of the world and his dates, and then when his end of the world didn't come true, I remember finding him again, and he did exactly what you said, which was, oh, I'm so sorry, the math was off. We were supposed to do this, and this, and now it's going to be in a couple of years. That's what they do all the time. They pretend like, oh, did I forget to carry the two? Stupid me. It's actually going to be in 2014 rather than 2012.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, whatever. But, you know, with the eclipse and the summer solstice.
I don't know.
Just Father's Day was supposed to be my day.
Yeah, now you have to be concerned about the sun exploding, a rogue asteroid, or maybe it's Yellowstone erupting. I don't know. I don't know what the Mayans had in play. I wish they were a little more descriptive about what they thought was going to happen.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I know. That's true. And I haven't even gotten into my summer wear yet.
No.
You know?
No. And so Dr. Fauci was right. Football won't happen.
You're probably right. What's the dumb of the day?
For all those degenerate gamblers out there.
Oh, which is plenty. There
is a way to get your fix. You know, I mean, sports are slowly coming back. But if you can't wait for sports and you need to get your fix on some gambling odds right now.
Yes.
You can place wagers on migration of sharks.
Really? Can you do that?
Yeah. You know how sharks are tagged?
Right.
Right. And then sharks, I think it's relatively new that we discovered that sharks actually migrate. They don't just hang off the coast of one area like Jaws did over and over and over again. They actually hang out for a little bit and then they peace out and go somewhere else. So you can predict the migration pattern of a shark, where it's going to pop up next. So
wow.
say you tagged a shark in Amity Bay?
Amity Island.
You tagged a shark there. Say the shark's name was Bruce by any chance, you know, just for fun. And it has a migration pattern. You can place a wager and say, you know what? I believe this shark will end up in Iceland. Or I believe this shark will end up with all those other sharks down off the coast of South Africa.
Is there a way to handicap this? Is there a way to
these
sharks tend to migrate towards Greenland?
I mean, yeah, I know there's a prediction. There's like, especially off the coast, the West Coast, there's been sightings of sharks off the coast of California that migrate down to Guadalupe Island that also migrate to Hawaii.
Mm.
And so there's a big triangle freeway system that these sharks usually take. And there's no rhyme or reason to where they go. I really don't know. I mean, I don't know how this is legit, but it is. You can gamble on the migration of sharks.
If you've got some throwaway money, put the money on the hammerhead.
Yeah.
You know, just see what happens.
He's just chilling in the Caribbean.
I'm glad we're able to do things like this during the coronavirus shutdown, where we will find any way to play around with our money.
Got it, right?
Got to. You absolutely got to. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Friday. It's SB Nation Radio.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
By the way, is Michael on Twitter the most brilliant listener we've ever had on the show? Not to, you know, we got
easily
a lot of smart people. But
easily.
I mean, Michael just tweeted us because we did the shark story where you could bet on migration of sharks.
He's got the odds.
So Michael goes, predators tend to migrate where the food goes. Find out what shark you want to bet on. Monitor the schools of fish it eats. And you can predict where it's going to go. You can take it further and find out what the schools of fish eat and monitor its food.
So is there a little, like a little handicap page, a little
That's
biography
fantastic.
Of that? Like, hey, this shark, he prefers yellowfin tuna.
That's right. And yellowfin tuna is going in this direction. And you can follow... That's brilliant.
Like, you know, here's Bob. He doesn't really care what he eats. You
right,
know,
he just eats trash.
We found he once pooped out a license plate.
Exactly. Exactly. That's great. Great. Michael could be winning money on the shark.
I don't, why are you giving up your secrets, Michael? Come
yeah,
on.
Michael will give up the secret. Well, he's like those handicappers you see on late at night, right?
Yeah.
Call my 1-900 number. I'll give you hammerheads. I'll give you great whites. I'll give you bluefin. I got it all. I'll tell you where they're going and where they're headed. All you got to do is call me. I was 6-0 last week on the shark migration plan. It's fantastic.
Here's my freebie. I need a great white headed to Guadalupe Islands.
Yeah, call me and I'll give you the great white absolutely free. That's awesome. It's so great. We'll just bet on anything.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean,
it's really great. It, you know what it felt when I was younger. When I say younger, I probably mean probably 20s. That always seemed like a European thing, right? It was like we only had legalized betting in like Nevada, right? And so in Europe, they, like at the U.S. Open or the British Open and Wimbledon, and so they bet all sorts of these crazy bets at your local book, you know, your lucky local book place. In the United States, we'd be like, yeah, we have to go to Vegas to do it. Now we can all do it. It's all fit. It's all open. It's wide open. Shark migration is going to be the new thing. Start paying attention to where they're going. Wake up call.